So let me help you with this as an example. January the 1st, every health insurance company in America, if they're going to operate, is required to take anyone, regardless of how ill they are, as a customer. And they cannot charge them more than they charge someone who's not ill. And so you're 500 pounds, you have diabetes, you've got cancer, and you've had 3 heart attacks. You're going to say that pay the exact same premium as a perfectly healthy person. That's the new law. It's one piece of the new law. Now, that's good if you don't have health insurance and enables you to get health insurance. I understand the motivation and the nobility and the moral imperative behind that. I get that. But that doesn't change the math. The math is that those people get sick more often and run up more medical bills than someone who's healthy. Duh. And if they now have to be covered by the same company that you're covered by, and they're required to take them, they no longer have the option to say, I'm going to turn you away. They're required to take them. Then the math kicks in. Because the amount of money that that insurance company was paying out to the medical community is going to go way up. They're now going to pay more out to the medical community per person than they ever have before. Now, let me help you with that. What they pay out per person is how your premium is determined, plus profit. It's called an actuarial table. It's a simple law of averages. It's a statistical analysis. It's really not rocket science. You could probably do it in the 8th grade. It's really not. It's not super complicated. It's just a simple, I mean, if you're decent with math, you could work your way through it. But it's a simple thing. If a life insurance company has more people dying than their life insurance premiums per person in that same group of people is going to be higher. Thus, they charge more for people that smoke than they do for people that don't smoke. They charge more for people who parachute than people who don't parachute. And so, but in this case, that's no longer allowed. Everybody's going to be charged the same. Translation: you are going to pay higher premiums to keep the insurance company open, or they're going to go broke because they now have to cover people they didn't have to cover before, and they're known as sick people. Now, it's a nice moral imperative, but it doesn't change the math. So translation is, your health insurance premiums are going to go way up. They have to. It's not, I'm mad about it. It's not a political statement. It's that I know how to do math. And I understand the basic tenets of how an insurance premium is developed. It's not rocket science here. Well, my insurance premiums might not go way up. My employers may go way up. Well, honey, your premiums that cover you went way up. Your employer paying them might affect your raise. Might even affect the stability of your job because they might not be able to pay everybody because they have higher costs of operating their business now. And if that's the case, you might lose your job or you might not get raises. Did you pay for it? Yes, you paid for it. It's called a pass-through. You're going to pay for it. Employers aren't going to pay for this. They're not going to accept less profits. They're going to cut expenses, like not hire as many people or not give as many raises. It's real simple. And so you are going to pay for it. Well, I don't have a job. I live off the government. Okay, you're not going to pay for it. I was wrong. You're not. The rest of us are going to pay for you. Like we do on a lot of other things in your life, if that's you. 46% of Americans pay no federal income tax. The rest of us support you on all the things that the federal government does. Half of Americans don't pay anything into this discussion. So that's another part of the discussion. So again, this is not an angry thing. It's a math thing. Now, it makes you angry when you consider the implications of it, but you cannot use that. You can't use your level of anger or your level of passion to offset the fact that math still has to be done here. You're not exempt from math. And just because you think the Social Security system is a good idea does not mean you're right. You still have to do math. In other words, let me help you with this. If I took, you know, we pay into the Social Security system 15% of our income, roughly. And if I took 2% of that 15 and put that in a mutual fund, I would have 200 times more money than I'll ever get out of the Social Security system with the other 13%. If I took 10% of the money that I pay into Social Security, I can beat what Social Security produces with the other 90%. That's how bad it sucks, mathematically. In other words, obviously that money is not invested. It is sent to Washington and promptly stolen by them, and then they turn around and pay it back out later. But the money that they pay back out has nothing to do with what you've paid in. You have a negative rate of return. In other words, the interest rate that you are receiving on the money you pay into your Social Security account is a negative interest rate. You don't even get back what you paid in, much less any interest on what you've paid in. Mathematically, this is known as sucks. It's a technical math term. This sucks. It's horrid. It's a nightmare. And the same thing is true anytime you socialize anything. Anytime you force everyone to get a trophy, you force everyone to be on the same playing field, you force income reallocation. Anytime you force that, regardless of how you feel about it or what your moral imperative is, you still have the same net result mathematically. And so the more we look into Obamacare, the more we realize that we're being forced to do this. You don't have an option. You do not get the option of not participating. You're going to pay a fine. Your employer's going to pay a fine. Your employer's going to pay higher fees. You're going to pay higher fees. You are going to get health insurance.